Hey everyone, welcome back to English for You. I am Christopher, along
Hi.
With Anna.
I'm Anna.
I'm so excited because today we get to continue our article on Barla Hertog and Barla Nassau.
It's a really, really, really complicated, unusual, and special shared town.
Yeah, shared town is
shared
definitely...
Town.
And today we're going to get even more details about how they share the area that they live in. And I'm pretty excited because it's just as mind-boggling as before. Yeah, I think by the end you're going to be so confused you're going to cry.
对啊。How did you know that?
All right, let's hop into the article.
Reading.
Europe's shared town.
In Barla Hertog, Barla Nassau, the country that a building belongs to depends on the position of its front door. However, the border actually runs through some doorways, so those buildings have two addresses, one for each country. This has led to some interesting situations when one business is on both sides of the border. Dutch restaurants used to close earlier, so customers would just change their tables to the Belgian side and keep eating. The town has two mayors, two sets of laws, and two languages. Until 2002, there were even two types of money. In such a small space, keeping both communities happy hasn't always been easy. So the two sides have learned to work together. The town shares public services such as garbage collection and library services. The two firefighting teams, which used to race each other to fires, have now merged under one roof, and the two police departments share a single office. Thanks to this spirit of cooperation, the people of Barla Hertog, Barla Nassau can enjoy the best of both worlds.
Okay, so the article begins in Barla Hertog, which is the Belgium side, and Barla Nassau, which is the Netherlands or the Dutch side. The country that a building belongs to depends on the position of its front door.
Front door.
Yeah.
所以要看前门哦，你的这个前门的地方，如果是属于在比利时这一边的话呢，那就是属于比利时这边的。
Right, and so I said it depends on. So depends on means like to be determined, conditioned, or contingent upon. So if like the door is maybe pointed to the east, you're in Barla Nassau. But if it's, if it's like south, you're in Barla, no, Hertog.
Hertog.
Yeah, they're different. Here's an example for depend on. Michael's chances of getting accepted into a good college depend on his final exam grades. Michael's chances of getting accepted into a good college depend on his final exam grades.
所以在这里的 depend on 其实就是一个动词，要依赖、依靠什么、由什么来决定的意思。所以我们看要看这个 front door 决定于前门这个地方到底是属于比利时这边呢还是属于荷兰这一边
Right? So confusing.
Wow.
However, the border actually runs through some doorways. So those buildings that have two addresses, is one for each country.
What?
Yeah, one for each country. Some of these buildings that have two, they're on two borders.
A house on two borders?
Yeah, right. But I'll explain actually while you let your brain get some energy back. But actually means is often used when you want to emphasize that something is surprising or unusual. In this case, we used it that way. But the other way that we use actually is to, is used to describe that something is true. Especially when a true situation may not be known. And I have two example sentences, one with the first definition and one with the second.
Okay.
So the one that's surprising. Belinda actually used to be a guy. See, that's kind of surprising, right?
It's really surprising.
Yes. And then the other one would be true. Thought, though Ross failed his exam, he actually studied intensely for it.
Okay.
So though Ross failed his exam, he actually studied intensely for it.
Okay, 所以从其实从这个两个例句，大家就可以判断的出来 ，actually 在英文当中其实有两种主要不同的用法。第一种用法呢，就是要强调和你想的不一样哦，要给你一个惊喜。事实上如何如何，比如说 Belinda actually， 她实际上呢和你想的不一样。She used to be a guy.
Yeah, it's
she.
Yeah, so it's like you use actually in a surprising way.
Right.
Yeah, and then the other one is like to say to emphasize the truth.
To show effect.
Right.
就实际上的情况啊，如何如何。但是文章当中是哪一种用法呢？文章当中其实是第一种用法，就是告诉你令人更惊讶的是，因为我们刚刚说嘛，啊，你的前门如果是在比利时的国土，就比利时的啊；如果是这个前门是属于在这个荷兰的国土就荷兰的嘛，但是呢，让你很惊讶的是，因为国界啊，有时候还是会 run through some doorways， 所以有一些 buildings 呢，它其实会有 two addresses， one for each country， 因为它的国界刚好就从你的门中间这样子穿过去，所以你的房子一边一国，所以会有 two addresses。
Right， and this has led to some interesting situations.When one business is on both sides of the border, Dutch restaurants used to close earlier, right? So customers would change their tables to the Belgian side and keep eating. So those that were eating in the on the Netherlands side, the Netherlands were like, no, we're closing, it's 8 o'clock, you know, it's time to go home. Then they're like, eh, they take their plates and they move to the other side of the restaurant and eat on the Belgian side because they stay open to maybe 10.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it is very, I think it's hilarious.
So they have staff from both countries?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I would guess that they have staff from both countries, yes. maybe though that the Dutch side closes earlier, maybe it opens earlier too.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
Right.
But I know in Taiwan, like, sometimes you're asked to move to a different table because you're taking a bigger table.
Right,
and you
right,
can
right.
fit in one, like a...2-seat table instead of a 4-seat for one person. But I've never been asked to, like, move to the other side because half of it was closing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty strange.
我也没有这样经验过。Yeah, it's really, really strange. Anyways, 我们在这一段当中啊，其实有看到一个很常用的片语叫做 used to do something. Used to do something 就表示以前的状况。那因为荷兰的这个他们本身的文化呢，就是会比较提早打烊，所以如果你真的是在一个餐厅坐到本来是比这个荷兰这边的桌子的话，那如果还不想这么早离开，就要换桌子换到另外一边去。
Right. Okay, let's continue with this article of these crazy
small town. Shared town.
All right, the town has two mayors.
Two mayors?
Yeah. Two sets of laws.And two languages. Now, a mayor is the elected leader of a city or town. And here's an example sentence for mayor. The town of Dorset in the U.S. state of Minnesota has a mayor that is only 4 years old.
Is it true?
Yeah, it's true. Actually, I just read the article the other day when I wrote the sentence.
Why is that?
This town only has 28 people and only 22 if the preacher and his family is out of town.
Really?
Or the minister, I should say, not the preacher. But, yeah, so it's done by vote. You pay one U.S. dollar, which is like 30 NT, and you get a vote, and you can write any name. And I guess this kid won when he was 3 years old, and a lot of people liked him, so they re-elected him the following year.
Wow, so I really don't know that in the United States, there's a mayor who's only 4 years old. Anyways, mayor is the mayor's meaning.
Right.Until 2002, there were even two types of money. In such a small space, keeping both communities happy hasn't always been easy. So the two sides have learned to work together. The town shares public services, such as garbage collection and library services. A public service is the work that elected officials and government employees do for the benefit of the people, or the public.
所以 public service Public services. You usually say public services or public service?
Public services would be like working as in, in public service. Yeah.
所以通常还是以复数出现啦，因为所谓的公共服务当然就有好多项了，所以公众公共的 public 所谓的服务 services 有好多项，比如说像是什么呢？Garbage collection, 像收垃圾啊 ,library services, 图书馆的一些借还书服务啊，这些都叫做 public services.
Yeah, I like the public services in Taiwan,、mm-hmm. especially garbage removal and postal services.、
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're everywhere, so、it's convenient.、Yeah. The two firefighting teams, which used to race each other to、mm-hmm. fires, have now merged under one roof.So there used to be two fire departments, and I guess what they were trying to race to the fire, and it's kind of silly. So they decided to join, merge, come together under one roof. And the two police departments now share a single office.
欸，所以之前还有很奇怪的现象，就是两国的那个消防队员啊，本来 they used to, 他们以前还会互相竞赛。They used to race each other to fires. 看看谁呢比较先赶到火场，但是现在呢他们已经 merge, 他们已经合并了 under one roof. 字面上就是在一个屋檐底下，言下之意呢就是他们已经合并成为一个单位。And the two police departments share a single office,、right. 也是合并在一起工作。
Now do you know why there's one fire department and two police offices?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's a small town?
They share one fire department,、oh. you know, because it is small, but they actually have two separate police departments because、uh-huh. they have separate laws.
Right!、Yeah. I didn't even think of that!
Yeah, so that's why they're under one roof, but,、mm. you know, they are, you know,、separate、oh. in terms of laws.
诶那这样这是一个很好的点呢，因为其实虽然在同一个屋檐底下然后合并了，但是因为两国的法律还是不同的，所以呢其实还是有两个不同的 team, 只是可能会在任务啊，比如说像这个灭火的时候啊，或者是其他状况的时候，其实可能互相比较好联络。
Right, and we also saw the word single,、mm-hmm. which means only one.、
Mm.
And here's an example sentence. We have an office with a single desk in it, but nobody works in there.
Okay.
We have an office with a single desk in it, but nobody works in there. So we have an office with just one desk.
Single office.
Yeah.
Only one office.
Yeah. A single office with a single
desk. But sometimes we say somebody's single, which means unmarried?
Unmarried or... And it's kind of confusing because when you say someone's single, you mean that they're not married, right? Mm. But you could also be meaning that they don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Mm.
So,
Anyways,、yeah. 我们在这边说的 single 啊 ,a single office 就是单一办公室。但其实当然 single 也可以指的是人单身的意思。Anyways, 他们之间呢就是通力的合作 ,they cooperate.
Right, yeah.、Mm. And thanks to the spirit of cooperation, the、mm-hmm. people ofBarla Hertog and Barla Nassau、
mm-hmm.
Can enjoy the best of both worlds.、
Mm.
Now, cooperation means the act or practice of cooperating or working together.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here's an example. Jack and Jill are known around the office for their cooperation. They make a really good team.、Mm-hmm. Jack and Jill are known around the office for their cooperation. They make a really good team.
对啊，所以就是因为合作良好的关系才会是一个很好的队伍。那我们刚刚说，我刚刚特别有提到 they cooperate with each other. 他们呢彼此互相的合作。所以在这里如果 我把这个 cooperate 当成名词来使用的话是 cooperation. 因为其实单字的 CO 开头它有 together 的意思。所以当我们一起做什么什么事情的时候就有合作之意 cooperation、
right.
不过最后面呢我们还看到了一个片语叫做 the best of both worlds
the best、oh. of both worlds. It means a situation wherein one can enjoy、mm-hmm. two different opportunities、
mm.
It's also our shortcut for you.
Let's take a look、
mm-hmm.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat, would you prefer to live in the country or the city?
I prefer to live in the country but work in the city. That way, I get the best of both worlds.
What do you mean? Aren't they both in the same world?
If you get the best of both worlds, you get the advantages of two different things at the same time.
I get it. The best of both worlds means 两全其美.
Exactly. I can work in the city where the pay is higher, but I can live in the beautiful countryside where the air is cleaner. It's the best of both worlds.
Just like our shortcut for you videos.
Well, what do you mean?
We teach phrases in English and Chinese. You guys get the best of both worlds.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question.
Mm-hmm.
What problems might you have living in a town like this?
What problems? Mm. I don't know. I think to go to some place, find some address. For example, I know one language, but I don't know the other.
Yeah, that could be a problem. I think owning a house, especially one that's on a border, because I'd wonder, do I pay, like, taxes in one country or both countries, or am I exempt? Does that mean I don't have to pay the taxes in one country if I'm in the other? It seems confusing.
It's really confusing.
I wonder if certain food is okay to eat in one country but not the other.
You mean alcohol?
Well, yeah, like that. Like, could you be drunk in the Netherlands but not drunk in Belgium? And, like, you could only be drunk in half of your house? It seems weird. It's like, if pizza was illegal in the Netherlands and your family's eating pizza, you'd only be able to eat in the Belgium side. Seems really strange.
It's really strange and complicated.
Hmm. So how about you kids? What problems might you have living in a town like this?
Yeah, imagine you live just in this shared town, and what kind of problem would you have? Talk about it.
Yeah, maybe your teacher will allow you to split your classroom in half, and half of you pretend to be one country, and the other half pretends to be another, and you come up with your own rules, and say, you can't do this in our country. Be interesting, I think. I'd like to see that, but unfortunately I'm here in TV land.
Okay, think about it. Bye-bye.
Europe's Shared Town.
In Barley Hertog Barley Nassau, the country that a building belongs to depends on the position of its front door. However, the border actually runs through some doorways, so those buildings have two addresses, one for each country. This has led to some interesting situations when one business is on both sides of the border. Dutch restaurants used to close earlier, so customers would just change their tables to the Belgian side and keep eating. The town has two mayors, two sets of laws, and two languages. Until 2002, there were even two types of money. In such a small space, keeping both communities happy hasn't always been easy, so the two sides have learned to work together. The town shares public services such as garbage collection and library services. The two firefighting teams, which used to race each other to fires, have now merged under one roof, and the two police departments share a single office. Thanks to this spirit of cooperation, the people of Barley Hertog Barley Nassau can enjoy the best of both worlds. Vocabulary Review. Depend on. How people choose to dress often depends on the current weather. Actually, moonlight is actually sunlight bouncing off the moon. Mayor, the mayor promised to make the city a better place to live in. public service. Free garbage collection is one of this country's most popular public services. Single. Tyson knocked down his opponent with a single punch in a boxing match. Cooperation. The school teacher showed her students how cooperation makes work easier.